Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of That's Not Educational with me, Gloria Kell. A few episodes ago, we had a conversation with an airline pilot. One of the cool things about that episode is that the pilot said that airplanes are built to fly, they are built to stay in the air. But how does something that is heavy stay in the air? That got me thinking. I wonder about who were the first people to successfully fly an airplane. And how did they get the idea that made it successful? So I found my friend Luke, who just happened to know something about that. He recently did a research paper on the first men to create and fly a powered airplane. Do you know who that was? It was actually two brothers, Wilbur and Orville Wright. These brothers lived in North Carolina. Not only were they the first to fly, but they also built their own aircraft called the Wright Flyer. So, let's learn about one of those brothers, Orville Wright. Roll the interview. Oh, and don't worry. That's not educational. Tell us about yourself.
Hello, my name is Luke, and I am 10 years old, and I like to bike and rollerblade.
Who is Orville Wright? What is he known for?
He is the very first person to fly an airplane in 1903.
I know he is famous for flying the first airplane, but I heard that what started the design for the flying machine was actually bikes. Is that true?
Yes. He loved bicycles, allowed his brother and Orville to design their own bikes. And in 1892, he received his first bikes, and he liked to pedal really, really fast. His brother, Wilbur, and Orville opened their own store named the Wright Cycle Exchange in 1892 in Dayton, Ohio, because their friends keep bringing bikes to repair. Wilbur and Orville, who are excellent mechanics, repair bikes and sell bike parts and tires. Wilbur and Orville also enjoyed designing their own bikes. Five of their bike designs still exist today. The Wright Cycle bike design ultimately influenced their greatest design of all time.
What started Orville's fascination with flying?
When he was 7 years old, his fascination with mechanics began with a toy helicopter. His hobbies led to him to open the Wright Cycle Exchange.
So let's get to the big day. The day when Orville and his brother decided to try out their flying machine for the first time. What happened?
On the cold, windy beach of Kayak, North Carolina, Wilbur and Orville made history with the exhilarating first flying machine. A new motor and propeller were featured on the plane. They named the Wright Flyer. They flipped a coin to settle who will fly the first test. Wilbur won the coin toss, but unfortunately the plane dangerously crashed.
Oh no! Did they give up?
What? No! They did not give up. 3 days later, the weather improved, and on December 17, 1903, it was Orville's time to shine behind the controls of the plane. On his first attempt, the Wright Flyer rose into the air for 12 seconds and 122 feet, and it safely landed. He flew three more times. Later that day, he made history.
Orville and his brother both flew in the Wright Flyer. Did anybody else?
In 1910, Orville and his dad flew together in the Wright Flyer.
Luke, what got you interested in Orville Wright?
And I was surprised by their work with bikes.
Do you think people probably thought that they were crazy for building a machine that flew?
No! Many people were racing to build the first flying machine.
It's crazy to think that they flew the first airplane in 1903 and only 66 years later would go from Wright's Flyer to a man walking on the moon. Only 66 years! That means there were people that lived long enough to see the first airplane and watch the first moon landing. Do you think we'll see something new and cool in the area of flight in our lifetime?
What about a flying car? Or a hoverboard?
That's true. Thanks for joining me today. If you'd like to see pictures of the Wright brothers in their Wright flyer from 1903, we've got a link in the description. And if you liked today's episode, please be sure to give us a 5-star review. And until next time, this is Gloria Kell signing out.
Peace!